Vietnam veteran John Kelly has rebuilt his life as a salvage diver after losing his pregnant wife in a car accident. His emotional wounds run deeper than his combat scars, leaving him going through the motions of living while feeling fundamentally disconnected. Everything changes when he picks up Pam, a young hitchhiker with haunted eyes that mirror his own. On his 41-foot cruiser, Springer, they find unexpected sanctuary during a violent thunderstorm. Their physical attraction quickly develops into something deeper. Kelly's emotional walls crumble as he shares his grief about losing Tish, and Pam responds with genuine empathy. The following morning brings a return to normalcy with Coast Guard Quartermaster Oreza's good-natured ribbing about Kelly's female companion. For Kelly, Pam represents more than romance. She embodies the possibility of healing. But beneath this newfound connection lies a dangerous past that will soon shatter their fragile peace and set Kelly on a path of vengeance that will transform him forever. As their relationship deepens, Kelly discovers unlabeled barbiturates in Pam's backpack. Rather than judging, he responds with compassion while she sobs in shame. With help from Kelly's physician friend Sarah, Pam begins withdrawal. Pamela's story unfolds. She fled an abusive father at 16, eventually becoming trapped in DC's underworld as a drug-addicted prostitute. Her captor, Henry, trafficked girls and drugs, broke her ribs when she attempted escape, and murdered another girl who sought freedom. Pam had escaped just 5 days before meeting Kelly, having already begun reducing her drug dependency. Kelly sees her courage rather than her past, telling her, "Go forth and sin no more." Their bond strengthens through shared understanding of suffering. He demonstrates his shooting skills, promising protection while she heals. Together, they dump her remaining drugs into the bay, a symbolic fresh start. Yet Pam's conscience drives her to help the women still trapped. Kelly agrees to contact his police friend, a compassionate decision that will tragically transform both their lives. While driving through Baltimore's dangerous neighborhoods, Pam spots Billy, a former captor, in a red Plymouth Roadrunner. When traffic forces them to stop alongside each other, the driver recognizes Pam and begins pursuit as Kelly attempts escape. Kelly pushes Pam down and employs tactical driving. Despite the Scout's weaker engine, he leverages its rugged construction and his combat experience. He leads them toward a muddy vacant lot, noting with alarm that a passenger is readying a weapon. Their four-wheel drive allows them to escape when the Roadrunner gets stuck in mud. Their victory proves short-lived. Later that night, they're ambushed while driving to meet Lieutenant Allen. Kelly is severely wounded, and Pam is taken. When he wakes in the hospital, Detective Sergeant Douglas shows him a photograph of Pam's mutilated body. Kelly transforms. Nurse O'Toole watches his face shift from shock to rage to cold calculation before settling into unnatural serenity. Death, living in the mind of a man. Kelly's hospital recovery becomes a crucible for transformation. While his body heals from gunshot wounds, his mind calculates revenge. The police investigation into Pam's murder quickly stalls once her prostitution history emerges. Justice for someone like her isn't a priority. The autopsy reveals Pam died from manual strangulation after torture and rape by multiple men. The detail that her hair had been combed post-mortem particularly enrages Kelly. As he rehabilitates his injured arm, Kelly vows, "Never again, Johnny boy. We're not going to make any more mistakes. Not ever." His military training suggests different solutions than conventional authorities might pursue against drug operations with corrupt protectors. At home, Kelly shakes with grief, tormented by the indignity of her death. Before exhaustion claims him, his final thought reveals a dangerous shift. If his pride could kill, then so could theirs. Kelly prepares methodically, creating a new identity as Bill Murphy, buying a Volkswagen Beetle, renting an apartment, and modifying weapons. He's becoming neither the decorated SEAL nor the grieving civilian, but a hunter with singular purpose. Vice Admiral Maxwell recruits Kelly for Boxwood Green, a classified mission to extract American officers from a North Vietnamese prison before Soviet interrogation. Kelly now straddles two worlds, his personal vendetta in Baltimore's underworld and a military operation requiring his SEAL expertise, creating tension between vigilante justice and sanctioned military action. For his street mission, Kelly transforms into a convincing homeless alcoholic with authentic odors and practiced mannerisms that fool even veteran criminals. From an abandoned row house, he maps the drug network, nicknaming dealers Archie, Senior Dealer, Jughead, Dangerous Lieutenant, and Charlie Brown, Nervous Lookout. As John Clark, a name destined for intelligence legend, Kelly joins an elite force recon Marine unit for the military mission, matching their physical prowess. The team rehearses at a mock prison camp until they can execute blindfolded. These parallel missions reveal Kelly's dual nature, ruthless avenger and disciplined warrior, both protecting the vulnerable. Kelly begins his vigilante campaign targeting Pierre Lamarck, a New Orleans pimp connected to Pam. After observing him at Chat Sauvage, Kelly lures him to a dark alley, confronts him about exploiting Pam, and executes him. When Lamarck asks why, Kelly simply replies, "Practice," before staging a robbery. Flying back to Washington, Kelly critiques his performance. Standing too close caused blood splatter on his clothes. Otherwise, his operation was clean, with effective silencer, adequate concealment, and maintained cover. He felt no remorse, only professional assessment. In Baltimore, Kelly confronts two dealers about Billy with the Red Plymouth. He kills Jughead to prove his seriousness, then executes Archie after getting information, taking their money and drugs. Detectives find no shell casings where Maceo Donald and Charles Barker were killed, precise headshots indicating a professional hit disguised as robbery. Kelly eventually finds Billy torturing a drug-addicted girl named Doris. Unable to kill an innocent witness, he brings both captives to nurse Sandy O'Toole, urgently explaining the girl needs help like Pam did. Kelly's missions converge dramatically. On his island, he extracts information from Billy using a recompression chamber, inducing controlled decompression sickness when he suspects lies. For Operation Boxwood Green, Kelly infiltrates enemy territory to survey the prison camp. Discovering soldiers setting up defenses, he realizes the mission is compromised and radios to abort. During escape, Kelly kills a Vietnamese major while capturing a Russian officer with intelligence documents, a valuable leverage for prisoner exchanges despite the failed rescue. In Baltimore, Kelly finds Doris and her father murdered, each with 2.22 caliber shots to the head. The final confrontation brings Kelly face to face with Henry Tucker in a ship graveyard, while Detective Ryan assembles evidence identifying Kelly as the vigilante. Kelly's transformation from decorated SEAL to methodical vigilante mirrors America's post-Vietnam moral struggle. He maintains strict boundaries, protecting innocence and showing mercy to those coerced into crime. As Nurse Sandy notes, "You love too much, John." This capacity for empathy, even amid violence, makes Kelly's journey a complex exploration of responding to systemic failure and unpunished evil.